Welcome to the Your Life Now show, where your life and your business matter. Your host is a certified executive coach and trainer with the passion to help make the difference in the world. Your Life Now show brings you powerful resources and effective tips to help you manage your life and your business at its best. And now, here's your host, Coach Rhea.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Your Life Now show, where your life and your business matter. I am your host and executive producer, Rhea Wilkie, also known as Coach Rhea, the CEO and founder of Your Life Now. Your Life Now is an executive coaching, training, marketing, and PR company. On this show, we provide helpful tips and information to help you manage your life and your business at its best. It's the place where we challenge our thinking, shift our energy, and take action towards success in our personal life and professional life. One more thing, this show is intended to be for information purpose and thought-provoking. When you apply any of the information shared here on the show, you are agreeing to take full responsibility for your action. We are expert at what we do, and you are welcome to contact us directly for more information. If you'd like to know more about us and about you, myself, Coach Rhea, and how we could be of service to you or to your business, please feel free to contact us directly at yourlifenow.info. Again, that's yourlifenow.info. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to get into our brand new season, and we just celebrated 14 years on the air. So I'm so grateful to be back with you guys. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for being here.
Your Life Now radio show with Coach Rhea will return in just a few moments.
Would you like to grow your business and advance professionally? We would love to be of service to you. We are expert in creating the right solutions for you and for your business. At Your Life Now, we know what it takes to succeed and to increase your bottom line and to grow professionally. So for more information, please contact us at yourlifenow.info. Again, that's yourlifenow.info. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Your Life Now show, where your life and your business matter. I am your host and executive producer, Rhea Wilkie, also known as Coach Rhea. So spring is finally here, and today we're going to kick off our new season with brand new episode celebrating spring, and we're going to spring into action for success. I personally love spring, because spring is a season of renewal, flowers bloom, days get longer, and nature reminds us that growth is always possible. And of course, that the same applies to our personal and professional lives. If we've been feeling stuck, unmotivated, or waiting for that perfect time to act, well, this episode is your wake-up call. So let's dive in. So what we're going to start with is, why do we procrastinate? And how do we break free from that? So like what they always say, let's start by addressing the elephant in the room. Procrastination, we all do it. I know I can say that. But have you ever asked yourself why? Why do we procrastinate? Well, I mean, I addressed a lot of these things in the previous episode, but we're going to, you know, start fresh here and talk about it a little bit more and shed the light on why we procrastinate. Is it fear? Procrastinationism. Is it what they call it? Or is it a lack of clarity? Well, the truth is, wait for the right time is often just an excuse. Don't we find ourselves sometimes we just say, well, it's not the right time. Well, maybe tomorrow. You know, I mean, people always kind of like question, why do I call my company Your Life Now? Well, because everything happened right now. When you decide what you're going to do in your personal life, you're going to do it right now. If you're going to decide what changes you want to make in your business, you're doing it right now. It always happened right now. So why would we put things off and saying it's not the right time? And that's just an excuse. Well, here's a secret I like to share with you. The perfect time does not exist, except now. So the only time that matters, like I mentioned, is now. Now is the best time. Think of it like planting a garden. If you wait too long, I mean, I know I'm not really a gardener, but I always attempt because I like to eat organic food. And I always say, it's like, why don't we plant my own food? You know, it's a lot of work. And I appreciate the farmers out there who take the time to do it. But I'm doing it is just because I want to do something for myself and my family and feed them organic food. But when you think about it in this way, if you wait too long to garden, you miss the season, right? So when is the time, the best time to start, you know, planting when the season starts is right now. Success works the same way. It requires action, not just intention. Even though I believe set an intention, but you follow your intention with action. So how do we break free from the cycle of waiting? So here are quick strategies. How do we break free? So here's the first one. Clarity. Remember when we set goal setting 101. You have to have a focused goal. You have to know exactly what you need to do and what does it take to get it done, right? So being clear, clarity over confusion, right? So when we have a clear pictures, right? So it's like, you know, a lot of time I say we procrastinate because we don't have enough information. We're not clear on what we want. So clarity over confusion. Get crystal clear on what you want. Vague goals lead to vague actions. We know that's not going to happen. And, you know, if you listen to my show in the beginning of the year, I will say I'm not into New Year's resolution because they don't have weight. We just decide, like, you know what? I want to do this. I want to do that. But do we really think about it? Do we really spend time to actually set that goal? So instead of having a resolution, we have a really clear goal? Most of us don't. So that's the first strategy. Is to have clarity over exactly what you want and what you need to accomplish. The second thing is we get so excited and we just like kind of jump into things. But instead of doing that, why don't we take small steps with big impact? Maybe you want to stop focusing on the big picture in the beginning and start with micro movements. What do I mean by that? So you take step, action step, write things down. I'm big on journaling and writing things down and making create a priority list. That is so important. But when you take a small step and those steps are really big, impactful steps, you are focusing on those steps. So stop focusing on the big picture and start with micro movements. Action creates momentum. As long as you keep moving, you keep doing, you keep taking those steps, guess what? You're going to have a big impact. And number three, and this again goes back into goal setting 101, accountability always wins. Hold yourself accountable. That is really important. And I work with a lot of clients and, you know, some of the time, like, you know, they rely on something else or whatever. Be accountable for your action. Share your goals with someone who will hold you accountable, right? So, like, you know, if you don't have a mentor like myself, get one. If you need help, reach out to us. We would love to help you. But you need to hold yourself accountable. And if it's difficult for you in the beginning, get someone to help you hold you so can hold you accountable. We're going to take another short break. And when we come back, we're going to dig into more of what's the formula. How do we actually spring into action? And that's going to come back after the break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thank you again so much for being here. Happy 14th anniversary, Your Life Now Show, with yours truly, Coach Rhea. So exciting. You know, hey, trust the process, and everything is about the progress. And we came a long way, and I'm so grateful for it. Grateful to you who are supporting the show. Cheers. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Your Life Now Show with yours truly, Rhea Wilkie, aka Coach Rhea. I am your host and executive producer of the show. And before the break, of course, I had to do a quick segment for Happy Anniversary, Your Life Now. So that was spontaneous. So today we are talking about, this is again our first episode of the new season. And what a great way to kick off the season than celebrating spring, the new beginning. That's what I call it. I think it should be New Year starts in spring because everything comes to life. With all that being said, today we are talking about spring into action. I gave you a couple of strategies, quick strategies about getting having clarity and then accountability. Now we're going to dig into the action formula. What can we do? Again, the show is really intended to be for information purpose. I am an executive coach. I'm expert at what I do and love for you to reach out if I can be of service to you or to your business. When we put things into action, it's always, you know, it's good to have formula and good to have notes, and you know, you can Google everything right now, and you can ask AI anything and you will have everything at your fingertips. But what you can have at your fingertips is someone who holds you accountable, and that's where myself and my company come, where we can help you with that. But regardless, you can always get your own mentor, but it's very important to actually take action. I mean, we can learn a lot, but if we don't understand what we learn, what's the purpose of learning? So we can just get like information overload. Not the best things as far as I'm concerned. And as I can tell you, I come from a corporate background. I have, you know, higher degrees, and I can tell you that's not what I'm saying that, because I spent a lot of time and focusing on exactly what do I want to see in my business and how I want it to grow and how I can help someone else grow. And that's my intention. My intention is always to inspire transformation and growth. So we're going to dig into the segment of the spring into action formula. Let's start by tackling procrastination. Let's talk about the spring into action formula. Think of it as a planting seed for success, right? We talked about the gardening, the season, when it starts. People start their garden like in the spring. And he said, you know, you plant your seed in the spring, and then you get your fruits and vegetables, whatever, flowers, everything start to bloom later on. And then, you know, that's how it works. You have to have seeds, right, in order to have plants or flowers. Without seed, there will be no growth. So that's the first thing that we need to think about. Think about planting seed for success. And let's start with the letter S. Set your intention. Okay, so this is something, you know, so kind of I don't know. It's easier to learn by association. I've learned lot of different languages by association. I've learned a lot of different things by association because it just makes you remember it better, right? So we're going to say S as in Sam. I don't know how it coming across the, you know, sometime the letters. S like Sam, and that stands for set your intention or your goal. Let's call intention your goal. Remember, not everything needs your attention. That's the first thing you need to know, or you should think, consider. Because, you know, we feel like, you know, that's what gets us overwhelmed, and that's what procrastination, what happens. Because, you know, there was too many things. I got pulled in here and pulled in there. And I can tell you many, I mean, I know I've heard people arguing this, what I'm about to share with you here. You can only focus on one thing at a time. There is absolutely, doesn't matter who the person is who can tell you, I can multitask, I can focus on a lot of things in the same time. You're not giving everything equal chance to be processed. And then what happened with that, you get overwhelmed and you get too many things on your hand. And you feel like, you know, you are spreading your wings and you have to pay attention to a lot of things. But what I'm telling you here, you don't have to, not everything has to have your attention, right? So we're going to, number one, we're going to say S for set. Set your intention. Know what you want. Write it down. Like, you know, again, goals 101, right? Goals in your head stay dreams. Remember that. If you don't write things down, I write down every single day. I am telling you, I practice everything that I teach. There is nothing that I teach that I don't practice myself on a daily basis. You got to write things down because you cannot rely on your mind remembering everything, right? Goals in your head stay dreams. I'm dreaming about what I want to happen, right? That's absolutely, you know, what goes on. As we talked about paying attention, so we're going to go into the next letter, which is P. And I'm going to spell, you know, the whole word now after I give you all these letters. So S for set your intention, P for prioritizing, okay? Because that's when your list comes in handy. When you have a priority list, don't make a to-do list. I never liked a to-do list. I come from a sales background and everybody sells. Doesn't matter what kind of work you do and what kind of, you know, professional you are in, you're always selling. You're selling. There is a professional selling where people just sell product and services. And there's also people who have professional services. Also, it comes across as selling. So when we actually prioritize and we write things down, we can start paying attention to the things that we have on our priority list and start with that list from the top down. And sometimes nothing has to be set in stone. So when things are like, you know, on top one day and then you look at it the next day and you say, well, you know what, I really need to get the other thing done first, then you move it up and then you keep looking at that list over and over. Remember, it's a priority list. And not everything needs your attention. I'm going to repeat that. Focus on what moves the needles. Makes sense? You've heard that before. So focus on what needs to be done now. The first thing, steps. Remember, we're talking about step. So, okay, now so far we got the letter S for set your intention. We got P for prioritize what matters. And now we're going to move to the letter R, like Rhea. Remove mental blocks. I mean, you know, this is actually my field of loving learning. And I'm spending a lot of time. If you're not familiar with the fact that I'm also an NLP practitioner, which is neuro-linguistic programming. The language of the mind, what we focus on, and how things happen. It's fascinating how our mind works, right? So we need to remove mental blocks. Now, I'm giving you a formula here, and I'm repeat it, and we're going to summarize it, and then I hope you take into action. And again, I'm available. Reach out and see how we can schedule something to help you follow through with this. So remove mental blocks. And how do you do that? You identify the limiting belief that keeps you stuck and reframe from them. So what does that mean? You know, I say this, you know, I mean, and obviously you've probably heard it before. We have so much information that is being stored in our brain, our mind, whatever. And a lot of time when we're looking for something, we reach out to that information. But that information could be outdated. It's like a computer, right? If you have software that is out of date, it doesn't work anymore, right? It crashes constantly. So you need to make sure that what you believe, I call them actions, you know, I mean, beliefs, but column is like, you know, your information. Beliefs is like what you really truly believe it is true for you, right? And you know what? It's true for you. It's yours to own, but you have to question it. Question it and see if there's anything that any of these beliefs are blocking you from doing something to move forward or to progress and move into the next step. So when you identify your limiting belief that keeping you stuck and refrain from them, now you're freeing yourself to start focusing on your priority list and start working on them without having to worry about, oh, well, I can't do this because of this. And then now we try to find so many different excuses. There's one book that I love by Dr. Wayne Dyer that I would recommend, and it's called Excuses Be Gone. We find excuses for everything. If you think about it, we're all human. And I'm not saying I'm sure I'm guilty of it at one point. But I'm more aware of it now. So I question it. I spend a lot of time. This is like something that I spend a lot of time on. Because when I am improving myself as a professional and as for my personal life as well, I can also be of service to somebody else and help them achieve exactly the same thing. Excuses Be Gone by Dr. Wayne Dyer. God bless his soul. Anyway, back to getting rid of and reframing from the limiting belief. There's so many of them. Like there's also one of my teacher and professor who, Dr. Shad Hunstedt, who certified me for all my certification that I have as a coach, and including self-talk trainer. Which is, again, self-talk is what do you tell yourself, right? Self-talk, it's your language, similar to NLP. You know, it's like the language, whether how you use the language with other people or also how you tell yourself. Self-talk is more related to your self-conversation. Like when you talk to yourself, not out loud, but mentally, like, you know, when you think about things and it's like, you know, this is what I can do, this is what I can do. And you just find yourself, you know, more and more if you start focusing on it to understand those limiting beliefs. So you can change that dialogue. So how do we, you know, do that again? By actually, first of all, identify them. Identify those limiting beliefs and then keep them away. Now we're going to move to, now we are in the fourth letter, which is I. Okay, so we start S, set your intention, P, prioritize, R, remove mental blocks, and I, implementing daily actions. You have to do something new every single day and you have to take action every single day. I can tell you this is something I live by. You've got to take action every single day. Doesn't matter how big or small it is. Take action every single day. Let me tell you, small, consistent actions beat occasional big moves. So if you do something small every single day and you're constantly doing, you're constantly moving, it's huge. It's much better. It beats big moves. I can tell you that. You got to put it to the test. And then now N, the letter N, like now, and that is nurture your energy. Everything is energy. You are energy. Your action is energy. Everything you see and touch in your life is energy. So you need to make sure that you are in touch with your energy and making sure that you nurture your energy. How do you do that? Mindset and energy determines success. So how you do that? You stay inspired, you stay committed, you practice mindfulness techniques, like whether through meditation or, using positive affirmation based on what you believe that you want to see and affirm it as it is the truth. It works, but you got to take action with that. And then the final word is grow. G for grow through challenges. Nothing, I can tell you, everything needs, it's a progress, it's a process, right? And it's a progress is everything, but it's the process that you have to trust. If you keep on doing something small every single day and you take small action and you take, these steps every single day, you're going to go through some challenges, but you're going to address those challenges. And in coaching, we call those obstacles, right? So when you run into obstacle, what do you have to do to overcome these obstacles or these challenges is to come with action step to overcome these challenges. Because obstacles are part of the process. Let me repeat this. Obstacles are part of the process. And I see them, and I hope you see them, as a stepping stone, not stop signs. So obstacles should not stop you. They are stepping stone. That means we need to take action. Stepping stone, that means we have to step, right? So we need to take action steps to overcome those challenges, those obstacles. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we will continue with our episode today, Spring into Action for Success. Thanks again for being here. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Your Life Now radio show with Coach Rhea will return in just a few moments.
Would you like to grow your business and advance professionally? We would love to be of service to you. We are expert in creating the right solutions for you and for your business. At Your Life Now, we know what it takes to succeed and to increase your bottom line and to grow professionally. So for more information, please contact us at yourlifenow.info. Again, that's yourlifenow.info. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Your Life Now show. I am your host and executive producer, Rhea Wilkie, also known as Coach Rhea. Welcome to our first episode of the new season. And we are celebrating spring, and we're going to spring into action for success. So before the break, we had two breaks. This is the second break. And we went through the first time talking about the strategies. And then I shared with you the formula, which spelled out spring. And S is set your intention, P, prioritize that what matters, R, remove mental blocks, I, implement daily actions, and N, nurture your energy, and G, for growth through challenges, and not spill spring, my dear. So learn by association. It's easy to remember things. Writing things down. This is how you remember things. Write things down. And now we are moving to real world application. And then I'm going to challenge you here a little bit to see how this is going to work for you. So we know that success is not about knowing. It's about doing. Like I mentioned before, there's tons of information out there. You can Google anything. You can have all the information that you desire. But doing the work, actually putting this information into practice, that's where a lot of people come short, right? And then there's no accountability sometimes. We don't hold ourselves accountable for things, and we kind of lose, track of things. We got distracted. We pay attention to many different things that we're not focused. Keyword focus. So success is not about knowing, it's about doing. So let's put this into an action. So here's a simple challenge for you. One, what I would like you to do is write down one goal you have been putting off. One goal. That's number one. Number two, identify the first action step you can take within the next 24 hours. Number three, tell someone about it. Because remember, accountability creates result. When we hold ourselves accountable, we have someone else hold us accountable, we can see result. I'm going to share this. It's going to be, you know, in a lot of different places on social media. You can also come back to, you know, our website. When you're listening to this podcast, it's available everywhere. You can get your podcast, including the homepage of Your Life Now, which is yourlifenow.info. Again, that's yourlifenow.info. You can contact us there, send your information there, and then I would like you to post it, share it, or just commit to yourself. And remember, the key here is to start. We all have to start somewhere. So I'm going to repeat the challenge for you. Number one, I would like you to write down one goal you've been putting off, something you've been putting off for a long time. And then number two, identify the first action step you can take within the next 24 hours. And number three, tell someone about it. Tell me about it. You can reach me on Facebook, Instagram, even TikTok. I'm also love for you to connect with me on LinkedIn, because that's, you know, what I like most of my, you know, professionally, that's where I am. And then post it then, share it, or just commit to yourself. And remember, the key thing here is to start. So with all that being said, I'm going to give you a call to action here. Remember, spring is the season of fresh start. Just think about it. When you think of spring, think about all the everything just growing and the seeds start to bloom, and you know, you see life and the flowers, you know, blooms, and things start to become, like, you know, beautiful all around you, right? It's a fresh start. The plant, the trees go dormant, some of them, and then they come back to life. So life is always moving forward, right? So spring is a season of fresh start, and your success story starts now, my friends. Now, don't wait for that perfect moment. Create it. And one more thing, if you find today's episode helpful, share it with someone who needs a little push to take action. And if you are ready, go deeper, join my coaching program, challenge, or upcoming event. I have tons of those in place. I also have a master course that I would like, you know, for my members to share with them. When you're ready, remember, I always say, not me, I didn't say that. The teacher appear when the student's ready, right? So if when you're ready, reach out. Join my coaching program. I have a great program that is designed exactly for every, like, it's not specific, you know, it's a just general program. It's specific for each situation, each client, each company, each individual that I work with. But the process, the real stuff that we share, is, of course, is going to be always the same, but it's going to be tailored to your needs. I'm going to have a couple of challenges also coming up, so I would love for you to join me, and then also upcoming events. So until next time, my friend, keep growing, keep pushing, and remember, Your success starts with action. Let's make it happen. Let's make it happen now. Cheers and much love to all.
And one more thing, it takes collaboration and mutual agreement to make the impossible possible. So go ahead, create great relationship and collaboration and make the impossible possible. Look for insight, be present, and be all that you will to be. Much love to all. Thank you.